Ellen?
Yes.
Ellen, are you going to introduce our guests?
As soon as they come back, I will.
They're right here.
Well, there they are. I'll let them sit down before.
One is Nicole Hayes.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. They just keep coming.
And wow.
What the
heck? Wow.
You're being invaded by cool. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Nicole Hayes, you know, has a connection to the station. Did you know that?
I know.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
She's married to one of our programmers.
Oh, see, you don't know which one, though.
Chris, it's somebody.
A Chris Bishop.
One of the Chris's.
Famous by who I'm married to.
Well, you know. She is identified
same,
as herself.
Me too.
And that's not all.
That's
she.
True.
Oh, thanks.
Nicole Hayes is curator of the Art Omai Fields Sculpture Park.
And she's brought a lot of people. Who are they all?
Well, on my right is Julie Ryan, who's curated a fabulous summer show for us called The Crayon Miscellany. Behind her is Michael Zahn, who is one of the artists in the show, and Pamela Fraser, who's another artist in the exhibition.
Cool.
So we carpooled.
Cool. So let's start with why you call it a crayon. Was I right? It's an allusion to Washington Irving's?
That is correct.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is the voice of Julie we just heard.
Well, and me too.
Well, yes, that's true. I just wanted to be able to, for the listeners to identify.
Right, right, because we can
voices.
See them.
Yes, that's
they
right.
They can't.
So
tell us about the exhibit.
It's been in the works for a year, and it encapsulates both the interior gallery space of Omai and the fields of Omai. So there are artists that have pieces in the park, like Pamela Fraser sitting behind us, and there are people who are more centered in the gallery, and I chose the title and the theme as a collection of miscellany. Obviously a regional reference, and to the landscape, to looking at the characters, and that was how it began.
You know how the English say it? Miscellany. Did you know that?
I think I've heard it that way, too.
They're just wrong. They're wrong.
Right. So you're saying that there's no thematic connection between the pieces. Is that the idea?
There's many thematic connections, as you would, like, taking a bunch of crayons and sticking them in a box. But it's, this through the pastoral landscape, the characters, like, looking at the pieces of like, how he observed, and not specifically, but as a way of taking each artist and then collecting them and putting them together. And within that, there's a lot of like permissions granted. Like there's art that is displayed on art. There's, the land, giving permission to have the sculptures on it. And there's collaboration.
How many pieces altogether?
Still unknown.
Unknown.
Wow.
In the works.
You have a piece in it, Julie, don't you?
Yes, I'm also an artist, and I've curated several shows in Europe and the United States. And one of them was called The Red Thread, that began with like where you are and how you unravel from there. And so I wanted to do it locally and with Omai in mind. And this was kind of that idea, like taking a line and drawing it, and each artist like continues.
And there are other events, aren't there, that are surrounding the exhibition?
Yes, there is an event tomorrow night, which is a sort of preview to the exhibition. And then on Saturday from 1 to 5 is the Great Big Fields Open Day, which I sort of think of as an art opening, but also a great community event, because there are things for families. There's tractor rides. The pizza truck will be there. We have kids art projects in the education pavilion, as well as our first sort of education Omai art exhibit, which is a piece by Diane Bauer, who lives here in Hudson, which is a great kind of multi-platformed work that kids can actually climb on. And after that, we will have WGXC at our event.
Did you know that, Ellen?
Yes, I did.
The Schomer Foundation Formation.
Formation.
Foundation Formation.
And a poet is going to be there.
A poet.
And there's going to be music and
Cool.
It's all part of the pledge drive.
Oh.
We have to remind
6, 9, 7, 7, 400.
Yes. We're in the middle of a pledge drive here. 6, 9, 7, 7, 400.
Very nicely said.
Mm.
And also, Animal Power System. I hope I'm getting that right.
Yep, that's
from
one
Troy.
Of them.
Which looks really wacky and wonderful and not to be missed. And it's a great kind of tie-in of the miscellany.
So remind our readers, remind listeners where you are, where Omai is.
We are on County Route 22 in Ghent, New York, or the Hamlet of Omai, as it once was.
Yeah. Right.
Is it still called Omai?
Well,
only by natives.
I guess only by the, you know, 20 people who live in Omai.
Must be a hamlet within Ghent.
Yeah, it was a tiny hamlet within Ghent, and nobody quite knows why it's called that. But there it is. And technically, the park is not in Omai, but we like to call ourselves that.
And how many acres is the park?
Well, the park is about 120 acres, and then the entire Omai campus is actually about 600 acres of wow. land that we have for our residency. So essentially, you know, I think sometimes people might forget that Omai is open to the public, free, dawn through dusk, every day. One of the great things about this show is we have a light piece that will be in the park, so people who are there in the dusk hours will get to enjoy that a lot. So we really are just free and open to the community whenever you feel like walking your dog or your child or yourself.
Or cross-country skiing,
which is really great. Yeah, but not right now.
We've also installed three large-scale bronze sculptures by Donald Batchelor with two giant fountains and walking figures that sort of tie together the walking theme through the park and through the galleries.
What's your piece like? How would you describe it?
I am primarily an abstract painter, so I describe it as abstract paintings.
Hanging outside.
No, these are inside.
Oh, inside.
So there's aspects of the outside in and the inside out.
Ah, okay.
So it's not, you know, there's like the giant emoji paintings of Michael Zahn that are like almost like a sun over the gallery, hung high. And there's walking figures, paintings, figurative aspects in the gallery. There are walls that are built within the walls. There's sort of like an exhibition within the exhibition and then extends outside. And then Pamela, who's here today, has a time-based piece that will be in the fields of Omai for a year. It'll change periodically.
What's going to change it? The weather? You want to talk about it, Pamela?
Okay, so it's made of ceramic, and it's modular. It's 225, I think, pieces that are multicolored, and they go together in different configurations. So I've been working like this for about a year with other pieces, and I change the configuration when I get to the site, basically. So I'm going to install it today and tomorrow. And then in July, I'm going to come back and I'm going to move it to a different site and change its configuration.
And Michael...
Maybe Michael would like to describe
this. No,
so is the idea... What's the basis for your... What's going to decide how you change it? Is it...
Well, I'm also an abstract painter, mm-hmm. primarily. And this set of... works that I've been doing with ceramic outdoors is kind of like bringing abstract painting to the land. I moved to Vermont 4 years ago, so I've been thinking a lot about the function of place. And so what changes it is pretty intuitive, really. I mean, I just play around with it and trial and error and just kind of have a sense of what...
Are you going to record each change in some fashion?
Yes, definitely. Not you know, not the trial and error process decision making
right.
part, but yes.
Will it require do you have to be at a high point to see it all, or will it?
No. Oh,
okay.
We'll hire a helicopter.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering if you can do like
that
overhead.
That sounds good.
Yeah. There's been I don't know his last name, but the man named Ross, that
Ross
is
Willows.
Yeah. Ross Willows, who's been doing time-based photographs of the installation. And we'll also do Pamela's, and those films of the progress, like of how it evolved, and like will be actually played during the exhibition.
Cool. Great. I didn't know that.
You see, that's why radio is so useful. You find out so much about what's going on, really. And the exhibition runs through September, doesn't it?
It runs until September 27th.
So there'll be lots of chances for people to go out and see it. That's great.
Lots of chances. And then during different times, there'll be events. Pamela's giving a lecture on July 18th, I believe. And Donald Batchelor, who is a resident of Spencertown, actually, and has the a large-scale, incredible head mural. That sounds wrong.
They're floating
characters on the wall. And he'll be giving a lecture June 27th.
Great. Well, we'll let our listeners know about that.
So it officially kicks off this weekend on Saturday.
That's
At what time?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock in the afternoon. And there are events all through the rest of the day.
So 1 o'clock going right up to 7, and the WGXC part of the event starts at 4 o'clock. Right. So, but I think we'll be, you know, broadcasting from the park.
I believe
as well.
So.
It's fun all day long.
Ellen will be there.
He does not speak
will.
For me.
I see shock and surprise.
I was trying to embarrass her into it.
But there will be popcorn.
Oh, maybe Ellen. Do you know my favorite food? Popcorn.
Nicole, hint. White wine. White wine.
No, I'm not. I mean, if on a desert island and I could only have one food, it would be popcorn.
And your only drink would be?
White wine. We all know that. Everybody knows
sea
that.
Water, sea water. Anyway.
Well, if you come, we will have seawater for sure.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Well, and there's a preview party on Friday.
Preview party on Friday at 6:30.
Is there a cost for the preview party?
We're not supposed to talk about
Ellen,
that on the radio.
How many years have you been on the show?
Not too many.
Ay, ay, ay. Hey, 697-7400, speaking of money.
I wasn't asking what the cost
oh,
was.
Yeah, I'm sure they wouldn't have said that either. But, you know.
Well, you could come to Oh My tomorrow right. on Friday, and you could support us by becoming a member of Oh My
if
you like. Some
if you have
like
money left
that.
Over after you've
after
pledged
you've
to us.
Pledged
or you could
to
just
the station.
Stay straight on through and just keep supporting.
There you go.
So many options.
Great. So, do our artists have anything more they want to say? And thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.